Who wants to get killed, lads? Let's have a show of hands. Knock it off, Perks.
I'm going to try it, Sarge.
You are not.
Try and stop me.
The words came out before she could stop them. And that's it, she thought, the shout heard round the world. No going back after this. I've run off the edge of the cliff, and it's all downhill from here.
Jackram's expression stayed blank for a second or two, and then he said,
"Anyone else voting for the keep?"
Polly looked at Shufti, who blushed, but...
"We are,"
said Tonka. Beside her, Lofty struck a match and held it so that it flared. That was pretty much a speech from Lofty.
"Why, pray?" said Jackram.
"We don't want to sit around in a swamp," said Tonka, "and we don't like being ordered about."
"Should have thought of that before you joined the army, lad."
"We aren't lads, Sarge."
"You are, if I says you are."
Well, it's not as though I wasn't expecting it, Polly thought. I've played this out enough times in my head. Here goes.
"All right, Sarge," she said. "It's time to have it out, here and now."
"Whir,"
said Jackram theatrically, fishing his screwed-up paper of tobacco out of his pocket.
"What?"
Jackram sat down on the remains of a wall.
"Just injecting a little sauciness into the conversation," he said. "Carry on, Perks. Have your say. I thought it had come to this."
"You know I'm a woman, Sarge," said Polly.
"Yep, I wouldn't trust you to shave cheese."
The squad stared. Jackram opened his big knife and examined the chewing tobacco, as though it was the most interesting thing present.
"So, what are you going to do about it?" said Polly, feeling derailed.
"Dunno. Can't do anything, can I? You were born like it."
"You didn't tell Blouse," said Polly.
"Nope."
Polly wanted to knock the wretched tobacco out of the sergeant's hand. Now that she had got over the surprise, there was something offensive about this lack of reaction. It was like someone opening a door just before your battering ram hit it. Suddenly you were running through the building and not certain how to stop.
"Well, we're all women, Sarge," said Tonka. "How about that?"
Jackram sawed at the tobacco.
"So?"
he said, still paying attention to the job in hand.
"What?"
said Polly.
"Think no one else ever tried it? Think you're the only ones? Think your old Sarge is deaf, blind and stupid? You could fool one another, and anyone can fool a Rupert, but you can't fool Jackram. Weren't sure about Maledict, and still ain't, because with a vampire, who knows? And not sure about you, Carborundum, because with a troll, who cares? No offence."
"None taken,"
rumbled Jade. She caught Polly's eye and shrugged.
"Not so good at reading the signs, not knowing many trolls," said the sergeant. "I had you down pat in the first minute, Oz. Something in the eyes, I reckon. Like you were watching to see how good you were."
"Oh, hell," Polly thought. "Do I have a pair of socks belonging to you?"
"Yep, well washed, I might add."
"You'll have them back right now," said Polly, grabbing for her belt.
"In your own time, Perks, in your own time, no rush," said Jackram, raising a hand. "Well washed, please."
"Why, Sarge," said Tonka, "why didn't you give us away? You could have given us away any time."
Jackram slewed his wad from cheek to cheek and sat chewing for a while, staring at nothing.
"No, you ain't the first," he said. "I've seen a few, mostly by themselves, always frightened, and mostly they didn't last long. But one or two of them were bonny soldiers, very bonny soldiers indeed. So I looked at you lot and I thought to myself, well now, I thought, I wonder how they'll do when they find out they're not alone. You know about lions?" They nodded. "Well, the lion is a big old coward, mostly. If you want trouble, you want to tangle with the lioness. They're killers and they hunt together. It's the same everywhere. If you want big grief, look to the ladies. Even with insects, right? There's a kind of beetle where she bites his head off right while he's exercising his conjugals, and that's what I call serious grief. On the other hand, from what I heard, he carries on regardless, so maybe it's not the same for beetles."
He looked around at their blank expressions.
"No?" he said. "Well, maybe I thought a whole bunch of girls all at once, that's strange. Maybe there's a reason."
Polly saw him glance briefly at Wazza.
"Anyway, I wasn't going to shame you all in front of a little toad like Strappy, and then there was all that business in plots, and then, well, we was galloping, as it were, caught up in things with no time to get off."
"You did well, lads, very well. Shaped up like good'uns." "I'm going into the keep," said Polly.
"Oh, don't worry about the Rupert," said Jackram. Probably he's enjoying a nice bowl of scubbo right now. He went to a school for young gentlemen, so prison will be just like old times.